Eternal Father, we exhort you this morning. Lord, giving us the privilege to gather in your divine and holy presence, the presence of the great and mighty God, the one in whose presence the angel covers their faces with their wings, covers their feet with their wings, and flying with your wings, crying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty." We are privileged as human beings, your creature, your beloved, for whose sake you shed your blood, and by which we have access unto you, to approach unto you, Lord, to seek for grace in time of need. So we thank you for making a way for us to call us unto yourself, to be your beloved people, purchase of your blood, Sophia. Lord, we thank you. It is for our sake that you plan to send your word at this end of time, because you have allotted us to live at this end of time. And we are grateful, Lord, to be one of them that you have come and that you are working upon. We are grateful. Almighty God, we return to you glory and honor, praises and adoration. Thank you for blessing us in the Sunday school. Heavenly Father, we are here in your presence again. We know you cannot bless us too much. Neither can our souls be too healthy. Our souls are craving for you. We lift up our cups, Father, come and fill our cups, Lord. Fill us to the overflowing. Before the presence of our enemy, let our cups run over to the glory and honor of your name. Let every need today be met, eternal Father. You have promised to be with us where two or three are gathered in your name. And Lord, we know you are here. There's no doubt. And we're praying for the right mental attitude, as your prophet told us, that if we can plead your promise, believe your promise, and claim it with the right mental attitude, it will bring your promise to pass. Whatever our desires are this morning, from spiritual to physical, material, whatsoever, Lord, whatever need is represented here today, we know your promises are sufficient enough. They are not captured by your promise. And you have abundant blessings to meet every need, that we will all be blessed in abundance and go home rejoicing. May that be accomplished in our life today, dear Father. Rest and stand that where the enemy comes like a flood, or the enemy wants to cheat us, Jehovah, may you be present, Lord. Thou great Jehovah Shammah, may you come in our midst and glorify yourself as the great Rapha, as the great Jireh, Lord, as the great Shalom, as the great Sidekenu. Lord Jesus, manifest yourself. Draw sinners to yourself. Condemn sinners, dear Lord. Take the sins to our ground. Let there be breakthrough for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Oh, let the sick receive their healing, Lord. Let your divine strength from above be released upon the weak, Lord, that they might confess that I am strong. Thank you, eternal Father. May each of us be touched by you. May you lift us above the plane that we know before we came here. Take all the glory and honor. These are things that you can do. None of us can do them, because they are supernatural things. We just ask you, Father, come and have preeminence. Be with all your servants everywhere they are gathered. Lord Jesus, you know your people where they are today, because you know they will be there. Lord, meet your people at the point of their needs and glorify. Confirm your word as we depend on you to confirm your word in our midst too. Thank you, eternal Father. At the end of the day, all the glory and honor will be thine, and blessings will be ours. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Let's have our seat for a while.
Yeah.
We have just a few announcements to make. The Kaduna Convention is slated to hold on the 24th to 29th of December. this year.
Yes.
So we are invited to attend. So God bless you. Did you hear the announcement? Yeah. Kaduna Church.
Kaduna.
That's the church of Pastor Israel Oyedepo. Yes, they are also organizing the convention.
So
we are invited. God bless you. For the mother of Sister Ola Royin. Ola Royin.
Okay. Sikuti ya Rabiwa
has been postponed indefinitely.
That is put the Ojomi Ojomi.
Yes, so we'll be told when they finally conclude on
the date.
The
Godly
Train, Brother Paul Larimbono, and Sister Lily Konade. Is coming
here.
It's taking place on the 19th of this December.
That's Friday.
Yes. So, that means we are invited as well.
Jessica, have to be one.
The wedding between Brother Daniel and Sister Lydia. The wedding. Yes, it's taking place on Saturday. Saturday 20th. Yes, following the Friday of that week first. Sustaining the calendar. So then, 2 weeks next week, Friday and Saturday. Yeah, I believe that week for Sister Lydia and Brother Daniel is taking place here. Okay, this is for the convention. Alright. We have this visitor in our news. That's Brother Oluwa Adegun. God bless you. He has a greetings from Sister Osla Adediji. Greetings to everyone, everybody. Brother Oluwa Femi Emmanuel. Previously sent his greeting also. These greetings are from Sister Oluwa Rotimi. We know who Oluwa Femi Emmanuel is. The son of
Amalia.
That is the only man in the family.
When it comes to Obina,
is there anyone who is celebrating Mother this first week after today?
Jenny, can what?
Anybody?
Do your job.
If you celebrate Mother today, you have one of it.
Alright.
I think Sister Godano.
Okay.
And this is our brother Johnson. Johnson.
Okay, Joshua Johnson.
So that's another. Like that.
So tell
we are not just careful can't call. So let's sing up about the sisters, my brothers and the brothers, my sisters. To the glory of His holy name.
Oh, yeah, to
God bless you. As we all know that Rosan is not at home.
They
have also traveled to. I believe that this has been announced already. So he will be coming this week.
Yeah.
So, Brother Yodipo also has gone to Bakatari. Yes, so, Baba is resting. Yeah, so I have to step in a little. Yes. And then while we are praying for a pastor, Pastor Martin is on a roll.
So,
quick recovery. So that he can resume his duty. We are
in
great and earnest expectation.
So,
God bless you. I believe that we I pray for ourselves. We are praying for the preacher. Because it's whatever we put in the service, and that's all we get from it. It's the law of sowing and reaping. Yes. May the Lord give us bountiful
rest.
In Jesus Christ's name. Let's sing from Only Believe. Fear not, little flock. Yes. Fear not, little flock. And let us take note of the word.
Thank you.
once you open your womb, no man can interpret it. It's already interpreted. Let the blessing be ours, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name. Isaiah chapter 14. We read two verses there. Verses 24 and 27. Oh, yes. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely, as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have proposed, so shall it stand. For the Lord of hosts has proposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back?
Nítorí Olúwa àwọn ogun ti pinnu, ta ni yóò sì sọ wọ́n di asán? Ọwọ́ rẹ̀ sì nà jáde, ta ni yóò sì dá padà?
The Lord had his blessings to the reading and the hearing of his word to our hearts.
Olúwa fi kò sí kíkà àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ lọ.
And please be seated.
Ìjọ ìjọkùn.
By the grace of God,
for of your Lord,
we will continue with the sermon we started on Wednesday. Titled the sovereignty of God. Let me just change the title a little bit. Let's make it personal. The sovereignty of our God. Yes. The sovereignty. We read from this verses of the scripture. Speaking of the great power of the Almighty God. Declaring his power. From this scripture that we read, we can see that God is saying that it's not time. That can change what God has
said.
Is this thing? Oh, see the way you are putting it. Yeah. Sir?
No.
Is the process?
Okay.
Yeah. It's far away from your mouth.
Yeah. Okay.
So, this is my
prayer.
And this is how you're talking about. Just look into it.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Chapter 14 of the same chapter.
For you to feel it, the recognition of the devil is behind the statement.
The worm is flooded under the and the worm's covered there.
Falling from heaven, O Lucifer.
Why would you watch it?
In the morning.
What is there in our world?
This is so cut into the game.
Now you are sick.
You have to have some liquid in your
face. What she said, I will renew the other.
And
what you will
do,
look, okay, not say no. Look, wait, tell me, God.
The God of this Abraham. Hallelujah.
Omnipresent.
A professor can be a professor of mercy.
Professor,
is zero knowledge about literature. The principle of literature.
Are
you with me? Yeah, that is it. And the problem is that it's omniscient. Then it's omnipotent. Is a supernatural. This communion comes in form of prophecy.
We understand it. Are you with me? Because there is no greater to swear. He put himself at the stake. In chapter 37 of Genesis. From verse 4.
That's your second.
Jacob dwelt on the land in the
year
when his father was a stranger. In the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph.
Being
17 years old,
he
was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the
living
was with the son of Bilhah.
And
with the sons of Sephora, his father's
heirs.
Joseph brought him to his father in the evil report.
If
you love Joseph, because he was the son of his own
age,
and he made him a coat of many colors. Let on Abraham, your descendants will sojourn in a stranger.
You know, so far back, I will run
around. Was to the jealousy of the brother.
Like you,
And he said, wound and drawn.
Joseph said, "I'm not there."
And he told it his body.
What's he rough? What are you doing?
And they hated him yet the more.
What's he too cruel for us?
And he said, "What are
you doing?
What's he doing?" For the Lord, we were building things in the
sun. Your father's flocks and fatten.
And Israel said unto Joseph, do not let them feed the flock in
second.
And I will send you unto them.
And
he said unto him,
this
person a little bit. Reflect back to Genesis chapter
15.
God promised Abraham that his descendants will sojourn in the
south.
And then he spent 400 years there. If God's word fails, If you claim you have power to defeat 20 people, they will give you 30 people. You will be beaten of them. The capacity is 20 people. If you say that I have power to defeat other people, The brother said, when the brother recognizes who he is,
that is a point that you have done and it's your own dramatic journey.
It's unlimited what she can do.
Nobody
has said she will do.
When we come back, my father,
to see God has already spoken to Father Abraham. Because his word and his promises are sacrosanct. The prophet said, he will watch over his word. In order to bring that to pass, it was due time for them to go to Egypt. God began to give dream to Joseph. And then he was telling his father, telling his brother. And then by that, he was telling them, that purpose of God in Joseph's And the father told them to go and let his brethren and give them food. Then look at how they fall. God was watching over them. It was a star among them. And then they conspired. This dreamer comment. Let's continue. They conspired to come to
kill
him. So which verse is that? That's 19, Abi.
Yes, okay. Now. 18, 19.
And the song, come now, therefore, and let us slay him.
He said, why, Jackie, I
and cast him into some pit.
That's what you know, Koto.
And we will say, from evil business before him, we shall see what we become of his. I made reference to a question that somebody asked. And he said that witches and wizards can turn God's glory down in the life of a man.
Wizards
and principalities can make God's plan not to come to pass in the life of the man. I said, can you show me one scripture? And the person referred to Jacob and Esau. And I say, you have a misunderstanding of the scripture. How lookest thou the scripture? I said, but look at it should have been Esau was the one that had the battle, but Jacob took it away from him.
Oh,
This is the way they want we look at it because they know and not the scripture. What did the word of God say? Before that, let's read a little from verse 25. There was a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about
purifying.
And they came unto John and said unto him,
Rabbi,
was with thee beyond Jordan, and to whom was witness, behold, the same baptizer and all men came to him.
And he went with you, look at Jordan, see what Jordan is, where? Baptist, go when you see to him.
And John replied,
and John answered
and
said,
and receive nothing. Except it be given him from
heaven.
Are you with me? If there is a target before me, a target. If I proceed, and I'm not able to attain it, until I leave this world, God is not
fair.
It is because this scripture must come to pass. It is not given me from heaven to have it. It is given from the
potential.
The potential of destiny. The potential of destiny. And I'm going to tell you,
first of all,
if we learn of it,
and
we learn the will of God, we will not waste our time in pursuing what is not meant for us. But let me drop this as well. If I've been sitting only for baptism, and it's been difficult, and it looks as if this promise is not to you. No, God didn't tell you that. It is circumstances around you. God is magnifying the circumstances. You can't refer you to the scripture.
What are we talking about?
When you see what you
mean,
you put it in the Bible.
I know what
you mean. I'm not discouraged because of famous.
I'm only going to go. I'm going to go.
You know, what do they call them now? All these speakers. The motivation speakers. When you encounter something and you fail, I don't mean failure that is about to kill you.
Yes.
Because you have to be wise. I'm not talking of failure that want to give you blood flow. You must understand what I'm saying. When you encounter the motivation speaker will tell you that when you encounter failure, it's not because you are a dullard. For instance, a student. A student does not have brain. Is it because the student did not read very well? If the student is supposed to read, a student who read a month of the exam will not perform very well. The original from the time notes were given to him, he was able to read about 3, 4, 5 times before the exam.
This
makes perfection. Over and over. You will be able to quote every word in your note. It's idiosyncrasy. It is on your own. Then what you need to do is this thing the will of God for my life? When you
enter
this
building,
you stay there. The victory will come. Somebody that is trying to pray for Holy Ghost as I was saying. And in the sermon, the devil will tell the person. When the person is trying to pray, you will be falling asleep. When you try to fast, you feel so weak and tired. And then the devil will say, look, that Holy Ghost is not for you. The prophet said, don't let the devil lie to you.
We will see what we become of his dream. Verse 20. Let us not kill him.
He did that, that he might lead them out of their home to deliver him to his father. When you put him back, I still know to God because they are living out in the time. If he disclosed the secret to him, then he will tell too. Because they really hated Joseph. So you find the end of it at
two.
You see what became of this dream. But here was Reuben. He told them, I don't shed innocent blood. He was trying to appease them. You know, with that, then he took him from there and went to put him in the pit. That he might go and take him and deliver to the father. Remember, Reuben was not with them.
Reuben
was at home with the father. Benjamin, thank you. The last one. And Reuben happened to be his maternal brother.
Benjamin
was his maternal brother and his paternal brother. Yes. But the rest of them were his paternal brothers. And it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph
out of
his coat. His coat is many things that was on him. Remember in the summer Joseph meeting his brethren, many things the prophet saw about Joseph as a type of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Joseph Are you with me? It was stripped naked, Jesus Christ, the same thing.
So let's
go on. He's got many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit according to the advice of Reuben. And the pit was empty. There was no water in there. That should be God's intervention. The Bible says it was empty. If water was there, Joseph would be drawn. The God was working every step. Say praise be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the season to eat blood. The blood. And they get to have the
news.
They moved and
blowed.
The company Israelites came from Gilead with the tears.
Egypt.
And Judas said unto his brethren,
Judah.
Some of his brethren, and conceal his blood. And let us sell him into this land. And
know
that it has been upon him. For he is our brother and
our
father. God's purpose was born in your father.
That's
our song. God is
governing in
his ways. Must go to Egypt. Stop first upon And Judas said unto his brother, what problem is he with his brother? Ismael, and verse 29. I'm not reading
26.
Come and let us sell him to the Ismaelite. And let's not help you for me. That's what I've been saying. For he's a brother and our friends. And his brethren will contend. And
we will
see part of
Jesus. What are
you doing? And lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to this Ismaelite for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. Everybody return into the pit. Is also in play. God's
plan.
The time God has determined for Joseph to go to Egypt was his privilege. Return him to his
family.
Are you with me?
That your descendant will sojourn in a strange land. Most times we blame ourselves. Most times we blame people. If we can see that in nature, we can see that in everything. The Bible says, Joseph meeting his brethren.
Yes, sir.
Paragraph 82. Paragraph 82. Through that boy was foreshadowing the coming of the Lord Jesus the first time. And the coming of the Lord Jesus the second time. And work it all out in a life that knew nothing about what was going on. Joseph disclosed himself to them. Because we must see the purpose of God accomplished in the life of Joseph. We will see how your dream will come to pass. And so that when you leave this gathering, he will use it to crawl before the place. They have used the mind to say that, say, are we the one that is going to buy that to you? Some people will say, over my body. If God says,
God of God, we pray.
You will not know. That person will not know. You will see it.
God will not know. You will see it.
You will see it. You will see it. You will regret it. You say,
you are cabaret.
You are cabaret. You will go and bow down.
You are for it.
Jesus Christ told
is people in the ages.
Oh, teachers here. Just teachers so far when you are in
the world. Let's go. So that and and the man returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he looked his clothes.
Oh, the Joseph was sitting
off. And he returned unto his brother and said, "What is and they took Joseph's coat and killed the kid of the goats and did the coat in the blood. Money was what Joseph
wanted. Judas is
you could not spend it.
Now,
100 is lie with it. 100 is lie with it. The money enough is spent. It terminated his own life. And then he went to hell where he came from. And the two Joseph's school in verse 31. And took the king of the ghosts and did the coat in the blood. And they saw the coat of many criminals. And they brought it to their father. And said, "This of which one? We now will do the son's coat or not." And he knew it and said, "It is my last coat. And a little beast has devoured him. Joseph is without doubt, not in pieces." You can imagine the state of mind of the
father.
Send this boy to them. In the first of the comforted. But many things from us. The prophet told him that Jacob was a prophet
too. Joseph
but God did not reveal it to him that your son is in Egypt.
Jacob was in
Egypt. God kept all those things secret. And Jacob rent his clothes. Put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him. But he refused to be comforted. And he said, "I will go down into the grave unto my son money." Then his father went. You can see the agony that they cursed him.
Why would you come?
But God knew about it.
God knew
about it. It was God's plan.
It was God's plan. It was
Jacob to son.
Let's go from you.
Will just sorrow for nothing. Joseph is alive.
Joseph
is alive. Planning purpose that is going on in the house of Joseph. But God is displaying his sovereignty. Can we question him? An officer of famous and captain of the guards. Then we move to chapter 38. At that time, Judah went down from his. No. Let's move a little further. Verse chapter 39. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt.
Let's
search lights now on Joseph. He has left his brethren.
We
go ahead and pray.
Again, sir.
But the searchlight of God was man and the man in whose God had his plan. God connected Joseph with the fulfillment of it. The journey through which the Israelite will get to Egypt. Joseph was now in Egypt. Are you following up to this
moment?
And Joseph was brought down to
Egypt.
And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, came to the
village.
And Egypt, better of the house of the Israelites, brought him down. And the Lord with
Joseph.
And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the hands of his master in Egypt. From fry pan to fire. God, the gift of Joseph was making way for him.
And
the prophet told us. The prophet said Joseph was a son of prosperity.
That's
our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything he did was prospering. Even as a slave boy. And the man was Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master in Egypt. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. And that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his
house.
God knew what he's doing. God was leading Joseph to where his purpose will be accomplished. Like the story of the mother eagle. As the eagle stares at her nest,
so
they look together. You see the little rest here in Potiphar's house, isn't it?
He
was not in the mind of where the rest of them. He was in charge of his master's
tent.
Until the devil anointed the wife of Potiphar.
All
right. And Joseph found grace in his sight. And he sat there. And he made him over his eyes. And all that he had, he put into his hands. And he came to place from that time, from the time that he had made him overseer in his hands, and all that he had, the Lord, that the Lord blessed the Egyptians for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house. And the
defense.
And the mantle that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not what he had. Save the blood which he did. And Joseph was a good person. A wholesome young man. There was another factor that caused him trouble. The problem is those women. They don't see awesome young men.
I want doctorate to rewa.
I want to go to the house. What are you going to say about that? When if go, permitted an animal to sleep with
her.
The first thing that we created. The best thing is for us to hide under the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the truth. Genesis shows it to us. The first thing that we created. But
what happened
from it? There was an example before. Look at what he did. If God does not help a woman, she's a useless being. We balance it, isn't it? And it came to pass, verse 7, after these things, that his master's will cast a house upon
Joseph,
and she said, love it.
Another trouble has started.
This is because Joseph has not gotten to where the feet of the soul will be.
Joseph was in the meeting of Kalu.
Let me give you this testimony. When I was leaving the denomination to preach the message, I had to pray. You know, as a man, somebody that have been in the denomination, it's just to pray. There were several churches that I was told in
Ibadan.
Robin Hood was my buddy by that time. And I said, what are the churches in Ibadan? He told me about his church or something by that time. That's him, nodding his head. Because when I referred, I was leaving denomination. I
thought
to know
where
I was
living
now. And I was praying, Where are we find rest for the soul of my feet? Because I was coming with my
legs.
And the conviction that I had in me was God was taking me to a place where I will find rest, where we will find rest for the souls of our feet. And we will not to our suffering with
us.
Are you with me? That's me now.
Okay.
So that is why I saw blessings. I'm looking at what I said on Wednesday. You don't understand what I'm saying here? Not many people. That becomes a parable. So if you want to know me, you can call me. I want to know me. I think some people have been able to connect one or two to them. And Joseph begins a lot of trouble. For Joseph, the wife of Potiphar cast stars upon her. She was pestering Joseph. Until she calculated the time that Joseph would go in there, and there would be no other person. And later, with evil spirits, but God penetrated it. Joseph must get in. From that point to another point, but a man humiliating place. To a prisoner. And the woman was pestering him until the woman calculated when Joseph was not around. And Joseph was busy normally doing his work. And then the woman entered inside and I went to the, what's wrong with you? Said, no, get house. And the woman said, I've been using style here and there. That's it. I will increase the meat in your soup. I will do this. Do you think I was doing that for fun? Look, I can't do it. Your husband is my master. You are the only one that did not give to my hand. Now let that be a lesson to the young sister, young brothers. So because of that, we will read a little further there. And then we... And he got to test, as he spoke to Joseph, get the day that he said nothing to her, to love her or to be with her. Joseph was escaping her. It came to pass about this time, that Joseph went into the house to do his business. And there was many of the men of the house there with him. If he cut him by his garment first, and he laid his garment in the hand, and fell, and got him healed. And it came to pass, when she saw that she had not his garment in her hand, and was flat foot, then she came unto the man of the house. As he spake unto him according to this word, saying, the Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came here unto me to mock me. And came to pass, as I lift up my voice and trumpet, that he left his garment with me and fled me. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his Lord, he spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, but his blood was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were burned, and he was there in the prison. Let us work together for good to them that have been
there.
You see it? What God was going to do in the life of Joseph was what he was making him to go through all this. He fulfilled his promise to Abraham. Your son will sojourn in your strength. Joseph has to bear the
blood. Joseph no lati ji.
Jesus Christ carried in her bed.
Jesus was a great believer.
He was a top in every way.
Only Joseph was just for a Joseph.
He was in the physical.
Only any patara la fani.
You see, Joseph is a small boy. He was 17 years old. When he appeared before, at 17, 18 years old, when he appeared before Pharaoh.
Oh, God, Lord, Jesus, Father, why do you, Father?
Am I correct?
Yes.
Let's move on. Yes. And he was imprisoned unjustly. That is why the Bible tells us in 1 Peter. He said, when you suffer without any reason, not being an offender, he said, take it with patience. It is better you suffer as a sinner's man. Because you will take it. God will
prepare
you. By suffering as an offender, it will not be okay. If you pay the law, the punishment comes to you. You are in prison. You are persecuted. And you are maltreated. And you are suffering. We are encouraged by the scripture to take away prison. Persons will want what? Perfection. Plus, be to God. And Joseph was led to prison. And there. And then he continued
struggling.
He was in the prison. The good that was not to him is not done. It will secure a place. Children of Israel will come over. And then we see the picture change. Joseph not in Egypt.
Joseph in Egypt.
So because of our time, we find Joseph in Egypt.
And Joseph in Egypt.
And then when Joseph found himself in the prison house, the Potiphar, the officer, did not ask Joseph what happened.
What if any of no year about Farah Yobin and what Joseph
don't have judgment like that, too?
I beg you, we can die about it.
The Bible told us, the Bible is talking about what filial love and
if you're long,
this man display was filial love.
Nice.
The prophet said, "Filial love will make a man to almost cut the head of another man who insulted his wife."
Your friend,
this man is dead. He was a man with a flux. He did not do that to you could manipulate it.
All right.
Joseph one statement. When your child and another child are doing it. Don't face that other child that is not yours. I said that. You beating my child. You are an unjust person. Remember, any judgment you make your own, if it is unjust, God will revisit it. God will revisit it. It is always very careful. When it comes to evil to people, you revisit the judgment you
may
it. That's not a just
person.
Amen. And then this man put Joseph in prison.
And
God did not forget Joseph. God will
see.
And in chapter 40, we see what is what happened there. You cannot continue to read because we are very close to. And then God will have reached to this point. And then the next thing we saw Joseph in prison. He was there. And then he encouraged himself. He was interacting with the rest of the prisoners. And the other things. And this goes upon his life continually. Even to him, he was encouraging them. And two of the servants of him, and they were sorry. Sorrowful. Is that dreams? And I in trouble. I don't know the interpretation. And he said, "Who is the interpretation? What is it?" And I think it was the butler.
I
had a dream. The narrator is home. And Joseph said, "This is what happened to me." And this was, Joseph said, "Okay, in 3 days, we will restore you back to your
position."
And when the butler also
heard,
remember me.
But
nobody can remember you. So go take a chance. Understand the plan of God. For your life. You are disappointed. Remember what is working better for you than another. The sovereignty of our
God.
If you bring somebody to take John in afflicting you, we
will not be justified.
Joseph was in prison.
Joseph
was less up as a human being. What's going to become a god?
What
was
he
going to do? Nobody could tell him the meaning. And then that was when the butler remembered the business to do. Your servant offended you. You put me and the butler
and
the
butler.
Let me tell you, as we institute, God has put potentials in us to glorify Him. And then we found this having blood from prison. He came humbly before him. And Pharaoh said, "Are you the man that is it?"
This is
what you said, right? All interpretation belongs to God. It's not me. Every good people, they are very humble. It's not
done.
Abraham is an humble man. Very humble man of God. May God's grace be harder to our lives. But this man from Yankee family, to be what God wants us to be. Among them was Joseph.
Joseph,
and Pharaoh narrated the dream to him. And he looked at Pharaoh. And the two dreams that Pharaoh had, he said, he was speaking the same thing. The reason they come to
him
is because it's very urgent. We saw God to him. You saw the first dream that you said, the big thing. And the
third
the seven things that we are two, the seven
families,
the seven families, the seven battles, the fruit that we are big, that we are big, interpreted according to the forces of the teacher. Is that what amazes that there will be proud of
others?
And then God put his demand on Pharaoh and said that you are missing your inhabitants and your soldiers. That's the first phase. And then after. The year is 24 hours came. With the wisdom of God upon Joseph. He put things in place. And he lost his feet. And then here come the year of
Canaan.
In the land of Canaan, no food to eat. There was food in Egypt. Joseph is already a prime minister. In Egypt.
He
command to food. And then they needed to come and Jacob called the children and said, I learned that there is food in Egypt. Come and tell God. And then they carried their things and they got to
him.
And then they began to see Joseph was looking at them. They got to
him.
Where Joseph was, you go and read chapter 40. And the rest of it. Sorry. Can you project to us where they bow down unto him? That's where I want to
start.
Alright. 42. Alright. And when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, why do ye look on upon another? And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Go to my way and bow to us to them that we may live another. And Joseph's ten brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob fought not with his brother, for he said, lest my adventure may still be
friendly.
And the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land. And it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the
earth.
Verse 6.
Joseph's
brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the
earth.
You have not known Joseph yet.
Joseph,
has that dream come to pass? If you follow it, people who have the death of Jacob,
then you could do a Jacob
Batman. But you come to him.
Once he taught Joseph, once he for
the
bond,
just take us as your servant.
We will
do you evil. Look at them.
And he said, Don't be unhappy with yourself.
You can't every son and daughter in God is expected to have the same attitude.
So
he treats us ill. He treats us. He
is
the vindictive. Yes. Now you will see the spirit of Jesus Christ in Joseph.
To be
beaten under strokes on the king every day. So full of the reality. Many people will suffer for the sake of others.
To
make way for others. Take with joy. Well, I'm not in this. Okay, we don't
find your power.
Don't call God foolish.
That's
your. Don't say God does not answer prayer.
The
Bible is a certain time for heaven. The sovereignty of our God.
Say, yo, with your Lord,
you promise blessings.
What's
your Lord? Promise curses.
What's your go?
He doesn't sack any one of them. Fulfilling the positive.
He's
also faithful. Fulfilling the negative. He will teach us to perform it. He will whether it is promise of blessing or promise of
cursing.
Let us keep that in our hearts. Let me travel through this to see that whatever your God has taught. Whatever you are going to do,
The promise of rapture is coming. The promise of resurrection will be here. Yes. The promise of great tribulation will also be here. Yes.
Only one we know that what the root of God is.
Remember, God sent the message of that to prepare.
Send the message to give us victory faith. To
come
in our home. The turning of our
head
is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It is not a decision of message moment. Are you with me? It's for the rapturing faith coming from the womb.
It is the Holy Ghost
baptism.
That
is the rapturing faith. That is the turning of our heart to the heart of our Pentecostal Father. The things of Holy Ghost that we receive, the message of God will make it available unto us. God is faithful in his promise. The promise of Holy Ghost baptism is able to fulfill it. What you need to do is to do what God says you should do. Because you fulfill his promise. You are looking for healing, do what God says you should do. The promise is when you will fulfill it.
Whatever
you are testing that faith, God is faithful concerning his will. Concerning his promise, he will keep it. Remember, we are placed on free moral agents. We have heard this morning. It is up to you. As you see God did in the life of Joseph, and he's faithful, we see also what he did in the life of Judas Iscariot. Jesus Christ registered it. That Judas Iscariot came from hell and he has gone back to
heaven.
The word that God can make from. I don't know, be our the sovereignty of our God. Be encouraged. Disappointment. But you are faced. You are faced. What about your land? What about your
faith?
You know for sure that the promises of God for his people
as sacrifice.
In due time, God will bring his promise to pass. Keep trusting him. Keep pushing forward. Keep trusting. Keep moving. Keep confessing.
And it will come to pass.
Let's bow our heads.
God is the maker of the world.
and the master of the sea. There is no storm that they cannot
calm.
There is no tornado that they cannot succumb. His promises is the one by himself. They cannot fail. What we have to do is to identify his will for our lives.
Yes.
No. God is not a disappointment.
God
is for purpose. For you. He will come to
pass.
No man can destroy God's plan for your life. No man can destroy God's plan. No man can move
truth.
No man can move truth.
No man
can
move truth. No man
can
move
truth.
No man can move truth. Yeah.
glory. But it's a sinful. Even to time.
So,
who is this? I
know. I
know.
I want you to know that when you are in the divine presence, the Almighty God sees you. He hears your prayer. He understands your situation. He has listened to your petition. He will grant it unto you. He will give you testimonies. Because that is what he promised.
When
you are two or three are gathered in his name,
it
will be done in their
midst.
That is an onlooker. That is the recording angel.
That
is the humility. To grant our desires. To give a witness. That is
endless.
Whenever your request this afternoon,
let's say
with all your heart, with all your heart, trust the Lord to help you this moment. To have all your faith centered in God. When you hold your request in your hands and express yourself the way you want the Lord to know it, including those at the altar, I will invite our pastor, God's servant, to come and pray for us concerning all that we have placed before.
God bless the Heavenly Father. We thank you again at this hour, Lord, that we have spent before you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your word that has gone forth. Your prophet preached a message. God is identified by his characteristics.
Yes.
We are seeing your characteristics, oh God, that is unchanging.
Yes.
Your prophet taught us, oh Father, that if we, oh God, according to the promise of God, if we come and believe him and God acted in a certain way, he said if the next person come in the same way, God will act the same way.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, after we have heard your words of your children on the altar, presented their needs unto you, those in the audience too. Thank you for the life of Joseph that we have had from the beginning to the end of it. To show, oh God, that you are God. In you, you have plans, and no power can change your plans. Thank you, our Father.
Oh, yes.
What an assurance.
Oh, yes.
What a confidence that you have in us.
Yes,
to know, oh God, that you that formed us in our mother's womb have brought us on the surface of the earth, have been watching over us.
Yes.
That the plan, a program you have for our lives, that there is no power that can change it. We are very grateful to you. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Help us to have that confidence in you, Lord. No matter what comes our way, no matter what we are going through, Lord, that our confidence, our assurance in you, will never be taken long. Know that we bring your purpose, your plan, and program to completion, oh God, unhindered. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
We thank you for witches.
Yes.
We thank you for wizards.
Yes.
We thank you for enemies.
Yes.
We thank you for evil spirits, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
But you have taught us, oh God, that he that is in you,
yes,
is greater than he that is in the world.
Yes.
Your prophet has explained that to us. He that is the world is Satan himself.
Yes.
Talk less of little demons. He that is in us, which is the Almighty himself, is greater than Satan.
Yes.
Help us to face situations, O God,
yes,
with assurance in your word,
yes,
with faith in your word,
unshakable,
yes, no matter what comes,
yes,
no matter what goes.
Yes,
we will hold on until your perfect will,
yes,
is completed, bring to manifestation,
yes,
in our lives.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever those things might be that we have in our heart that brought us to the altar and make your children to raise their hands, even that those that Jesus raised their hand, Heavenly Father, may our faith in you never be shaken. Every instrument of the enemy to try to cause our faith in you to be shaken.
Yes.
Bringing unbelief, bringing evil suggestion, Father, cause us to triumph, Lord.
Yes.
Cause us to overcome, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Until all your plans for our lives is,
yes,
brought to completion.
Yes.
For your glory and for your honor.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Bless your servant and replenish him for the virtue that has led him. May the blessing be ever remain always, Lord. Thank you, Father. We love you because you first of all loved us. In Jesus' most righteous name, we pray with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen. And amen.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
We thank the Lord for the life of Joseph.
Where are you, Joseph?
No wonder after Abraham has read the life of Joseph,
but
he was appreciating God for the life of this young man.
And
then God came down to him to ask him,
do
you want a Joseph? And he said, yes. And God gave him a
Joseph.
And that's the Joseph that is the one in charge of the voice of God recording today. God bless you. So the grace of God will be coming for evening service after the break as our normal time. So let us sing Wear a Crown. Let's be on our feet.
Thank you. Thank you.